Welcome to the Corporate Data Show, a podcast dedicated to helping marketing professionals leverage data to generate revenue. Whether you're looking for techniques and strategies or tools and resources, you've come to the right place. Now for our host and CEO of Every Market Media, Rick Holmes.
Welcome back to the Corporate Data Show, everybody. This week, we got a super exciting guest with a very interesting piece of software that's going to help our outbound marketers market things cleverly. Give a big Corporate Data Show welcome to Jeroen Korthout, which I had to like phonetically spell out to get the pronunciation correct. He's the co-founder and CEO of SalesFlare. Hello, Jeroen. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming on the show today. So we try to punch up quick topics for our listeners. We try to punch up things that people can digest in bite-sized little increments. And we at the Corporate Data Show today had a kind of boring title that, for lack of a better word, Jeroen punched up a little bit for us. And we took it from our boring, like, well, how do you put data in the CRM thing? And Jeroen said, you know, common problem. We got data. In fact, I've had customers say this directly to me with big sales teams. Yeah, I got 25,000 contacts in the CRM I'm not using, man. I don't need more contacts. I need them to be used. So Jeroen thinks SalesFlare has got a heck of a solution to put the data in there and to help your people use it. Jeroen, tell them, man. What does SalesFlare do to help that be a little easy?
So I think the main issues with CRM is the data doesn't get in there, at least not from the sales side. Maybe from the marketing side, it's easy. You buy it from you, basically. You buy an enormous amount of data. You start emailing people. That all works out well. It's very easy to track. There's nobody needs to do manual data input. But on the sales side, it's completely different. And the only way you're going to get good data is a large part of it is automated. And that's also possible on the sales side nowadays, because most of what the data that salespeople would input comes from emails.
Sure.
Like there's email addresses and phone numbers in there. You can see what the relationships are that people have with customers across the team even. You can start counting this kind of stuff. You can pull in email signatures. You can pull in the emails themselves that they happened and their content. Same on the calendar. You can pull in meetings, who's involved, all the details about the meetings.
So when you're talking about automated, because I thought the first question I would ask you, or like the answer I would give for the EMM sales team anyways, is how do I get them to use it? I would say if they're the people that originate the data that goes in there, so however they come by the name, from us, from somebody else, whatever, however they come by the name, once they initiate communication and they're using a widget, that's kicking it into the CRM. I mean, obviously you wouldn't be here talking to me if what you're doing to do what I just described didn't alleviate some of that. Can you be like specific? Like, one of the people sends an email to a prospect. It's the first one in a cadence of four. What are you doing to map that all in besides grabbing what was in the email and the, you know, context and the rep?
Yeah, so like we grab the contacts automatically if you email them. We grab the email signatures if they email you back with an email signature.
Do you fill in any data that wasn't there? So like if my rep had it, here's my example. My rep comes in and he has all that information over here in tool, whatever, but maybe this tool's not integrated with his CRM. So he's got just the email and the content email. SalesFlare is going to fill in the rest once we...
SalesFlare fills that in automatically based on the email signature and other stuff, but it also... we have some integrations with databases, not yours. I'm sorry.
Sure. That's okay. We'll work on that.
Where we pull in information based on the email address. We pull in things like social profiles and pictures and positions and I don't know what. So it pulls that in. Plus then on the company level, based on the website, it will pull in a lot of information as well automatically.
Sure.
So that gets filled, but it also gets filled with emails, with calendar meetings, with phone calls, all from the different places where it already is. Because I believe that most of the data input can actually be automated. And this is going to push salespeople to a certain threshold where they do the last bit. They do the curation of the data, you could say. So that actually then you end up with a full system, like full mapping of everything that happens in sales, especially if you combine that with making sure that if they put the data in, it will actually help them sell. Like it will actually help them be reminded of, okay, this is the guy I need to follow up today. He's doing this right now. This is where he is. All this kind of information. If you get that as a salesperson, you'll gladly do that little bit of input.
Sure.
The issue with most CRMs is that it's an enormous amount of work and they get nothing in return, only their manager sort of looking at
them. Ever heard this expression of like broken windows? You know, you walk by a building with a broken window and then like a week later you walk by and it's got two broken windows.
Yeah.
And then like pretty soon it's spray painted. Like I feel about the CRM data, like broken windows. Like there's no phone number on this. Well, what good is this name in our CRM if we have an accounting issue? We got to call them. There's no phone number. What? I do have a question though. I mean, and by the way, you might be getting my data. You probably are. It's just that you are not allowed. You know, there's people involved in the middle.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
And I mean. The point is, now you're in Belgium, so you're going to have some supply certainly that we don't have because you're serving a totally international market, right? You're globally selling software, English language and otherwise, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So how's the data coverage for you guys? Like if I load a US, if I'm prospecting in the US, how's your fill rate for the US versus globally? Like about the same or?
I think it's pretty stable. I mean, US is slightly better than our countries, but there's no huge differences.
Okay.
On company level, the match rate is really high. Mm-hmm. On contact level, slightly lower, especially because we are a B2B sales CRM. So it means that there's a lot of B2B email addresses in there.
Sure.
And many social profiles are not linked to B2B addresses. Oh, they're that's linked another to the personal address.
That's another thing we could work on. There's some ways to connect the dots here, and that fill rate, you know, is the operative thing. Now, again, I won't drop any competitor names. This is about sales flair. But we, you know, when we use some active list profiles, and this is a feature kind of designed to imitate your product, we find that some of the data that even very big companies put in our data is not good. It's not good at all. And or they don't do a good job of tying entities together. You know, company A comes in and company B comes in with a little different name peer permutation and the whole thing breaks. And then pretty mm-hmm. soon sales rep A is calling sales rep B's customers and they really love that. Yeah. So I mean, these are all issues that you guys just solved. But listen, listeners, I want to give you guys, I don't get paid anything for this, but you guys should go check out SalesFlare. It's well-designed. It's pretty inexpensive. It's got a lot of great features. I think we're going to go check it out because I know that my guys, John especially, loves to. I mean, look, salespeople complain. It's like part of their job.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got to listen to that sometimes and make it easy. And plus, you're paying these people to sell stuff, business owners. So, you know. Go check out SalesFlare. Jeroen, you got anything else? How can people get a hold of you after the show?
Yeah. So if you want to check out SalesFlare, by the way, it's on salesflare.com. And Flare is spelled F-L-A-R-E, mm-hmm. in case you're wondering. Cool. You can find out all about the site. You can start a trial if you like. And if you want to get in touch with me, mm-hmm. LinkedIn is the best place.
Cool.
My name is unique. There's no other Jeroen Korthout out there. One thing, if you connect with me, include a personal message because otherwise I will not be able to distinguish you from all the spam out
all
there.
All the bots.
So it won't be lost from
all
the start.
All the bots. Yeah, you know, and I mean, isn't that the truth for outbound marketing too? This stuff works if you're a person. It totally works if you're a person. It just doesn't work. So automate the stuff in the back that doesn't impact whether or not you are a person or not, folks. Like, use the person time.
Exactly.
Use the person time to be a person. That's what you should be doing. By the way, your rune's name, he didn't spell it for you folks, but it starts with a J. And then it's E-R-O-E-N, I believe. So it's spelled like totally differently. Oh, I got it? That was out of
it's
my
correct.
Brain. Nice job, Rick. Cool. Well, everybody, thanks for coming to the Corporate Data Show this week. Listen to us next week. We also have the Corporate Data Show Bake Off ongoing, and we're going to need data samples for that. So connect with your data friends. Get us some data samples. Listen to my other shows. Jeroen, say goodbye to the folks at home. We'll catch you next week.
Goodbye, folks at home.
Goodbye, folks at home. Catch you later. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Corporate Data Show. Do you have a topic or guest idea? We want to hear from you. Reach out by sending an email to marketing@everymarketmedia.com to make sure you never miss an episode. So subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. Until next time.